The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 3, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yes, how the nature is working.
It's working. Maya yakshena prakriti sivete sachara charam.
Yes.
Acting under Krishna.
Under Krishna's plan. Therefore, you cannot violate nature's law. As soon as you violate nature's law, then you will be punished.
Gita that prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani.
And the prakriti is working under the direction of Krishna. That means nature's law means Krishna's law, or Krishna's plan. So what is the Krishna's plan? What Krishna wants?
Krishna wants every living entity to come back to home, back to Godhead.
Thank you. This is the plan. If this plan is not executed, then there is suffering. So, this human life is given to the living entity for understanding this plan and do the needful. If they do not understand, then they are punished.
Yeah, is that because the people have never been given any information what the Krishna's plan is?
Yes.
Either they're too old or too they're not attached, they can't understand anything. That's the majority of the people. Once they get past 30 years old, it's very difficult for them to accept.
That is not 30, 40, 50 or 1 year. One can understand if he wants to understand. It is not limited by any age. Otherwise, how Prahlad Maharaj was great devotee, Dhruva Maharaj was great devotee.
I think he just wants to mention that it is more difficult for people who are elderly to understand, those who are more set up in their ways.
Yes. That is it. They are trained up in such a way that it's very difficult to forget what they have learned. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumaro acharit pragya, from the very beginning of life. One should learn this art of understanding Krishna and Krishna's plan.
Usually on Sankirtan, I avoid old people because they just don't understand this very
difficult. Old people should be instructed to forget what they have learned. He sadhava sakalam eva vihaya dhura chaitanya chanda charane kurita anuragam. This is the formula of preaching Prabhupada Sanskriti, he is begging to the people, Dante Nidhaya Sinakam Padayo Nipatya Kakusatam Kritva Jahang Brabini. Taking a straw in my mouth with folded hands and flattering you 100 times, I am submitting one request. What is that? This is the process of approaching these rascals, old fools, who have learned something and does not like to forget. So he says, "Hey Sadhava, you are such a nice, learned, scholar, devotee. My request is that whatever you have learned, please forget." Sakalam eva vihaya durat. Kick them out. Then, what shall I do? Chaitanya chanda charane kurutanura. Please turn your attention to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Hey Sadhava, sakalam eva vihaya. You are a very great personality. So my request is, you forget or kick out whatever you learned. That is the first reason.
It is a very humble approach.
Yeah. Humble approach for giving you slap. That you forget everything what you have learned. First of all, this is the first condition. Hey Sadhava, sakaramevo vihaya dura chaitanya chanda charane kurita. This is our business. We know they are all rascals, but they are thinking that we know so many things. We are learned scholars. So humbly approach them and flattering that you are so nice man, such a learned scholar, just like a child is flattered. My dear boy, you are such a nice boy. You take these lozenges and return me the $100 note. Don't spoil it. You are such a good boy. Yes. This is all. Therefore, to approach these rascals, we have to learn Tinadupi Suni Chena Tarurupi Chena. That is the preaching method. Everyone is puffed up. The most insignificant man, he is also puffed. Oh, I am so rich man, I know everything. I have got so much bank balance. These poor fellows, they cannot earn livelihood, therefore they have become Vaishnav. This is it.
What is it called?
Gandharvapur. Sometimes, this is false thing, it appears as a big city.
Uh-huh.
Similarly, this is also, this material world is like that.
Yeah.
It is a false cloud only. But we have taken it as fact. You see, it appears just like big New York City. If you go to the forest, you'll find some illusion. Just after that tree, there is a big house.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that?
Yeah.
That is called Gandhar Bapu. So, if anyone wants to enter that big city, then what is his position? The same thing, the conditioned soul enters the big city of material world and is troubled.
Heard there is a philosophy here among some of the devotees that if you chant Hare Krishna, you can go back to the spiritual world even if you do not give up your independence. Many devotees who have moved outside of the temple are feeling that if they just continue to chant Hare Krishna, they can go back to the spiritual world, but they are not giving up their independence.
What is your pleasure?
Well, it seems somewhat hypocritical, because chanting Hare Krishna means you're praying to Krishna to please be engaged eternally in His service and to become completely dependent on Him. So we try to explain like that.
And to follow the spiritual master's instructions.
And to follow all the teachings and instructions, attending Mangalarti and morning and evening class.
So they're doing that or not?
No.
They're not even following regulated principles.
They think just by chanting they will go back to the spiritual world. That is enough.
Then, what is the meaning of the 10 times of offenses? If he's chanting without offense, then it is all right. But if he's committing offenses, it will not be okay. There are 10 kinds of offenses. By that, he strictly offense less, then it is all right. If he is offender, then it is not fruitful. It will be fruitful, it will take long time. Because first of all, you have to become offense less, then he will be admitted. Don't complain. Yes. So, they're committing offenses. How they can become perfect? He's committing not following the rules and regulations. That means he is thinking that whatever I do, it will be adjusted by chanting. Is it not?
That is
the greatest offense. Namnat vala jasya hi papa buddhi. I can go on committing sinful activity, but by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it will adjust it. That is the greatest offense. Explain to them.
So they say, then my chanting is useless, I should stop?
Not useless. But it's like if you kindle fire, and at the same time pour water. It will take long time. Kindle fire, make it dry, keep it dry, then it will be very quickly successful. So you are committing offenses, at the same time chanting. So by chanting effect, you'll come to that stage, but it will take time. If you want to be transferred to the spiritual world quickly, just like if you want to ignite the fire very quickly, you must keep it dry. If you simply put on the wet wood, then the fire will not be very powerful. It will take time. The fire will be blazing fire, then it will dry, it will take time. So better put dry wood to make it successful. This is possible. the effect of chanting Hare Krishna will not go in there, but it will take time. Namnath Balaj Sahi Papu Buddhi, because he's thinking, by the strength of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I can do anything, all sinful activities, and it will be adjusted. That is the greatest offense. Not only offense, the greatest offense. Namnath Balaj Sahi Papu Buddhi.
It's very difficult to put everyone who's living outside of the temple in one category. Some people, they are, many people that I know living outside are following strictly the regulated principles, and they are strictly following regulated principles and chanting the rounds and having morning arti in their homes and evening also they're chanting. So instead of fighting, I think we should only try to encourage everybody to chant and follow the regulations.
No, that is, whether you live in temple or outside temple, the rules and regulations and the process must be followed. Then you are successful. It doesn't matter that you have to live in the temple. Griheva bonete thako hagauranga bole. Not that everyone has to live in the temple. If he does not agree with other god brothers, friends, he can live separately. But he must follow the rules and regulations. That is wanted. But if you live with devotees, it will be automatically done. Therefore it is recommended that you live with devotees. But if you cannot agree with the devotees, you have got your own opinion, then you cannot make a new opinion so far the process is concerned. That must be followed. This is not good idea, that whatever I do, it is my independent and I chant. So that is good in sense that someday he'll come to senses. Otherwise, for the time being, the chant is not very far. The fire in wet wood, not fast, it will create some smoke, although the fire is there. But if you put dry wood, immediately it will be blazing and your business will be quickly done. This is intelligence. There are many examples. A patient suffering from disease, a doctor said, you should do, you should not do. So if we follow, you should not do, then he becomes quickly recovered. But if he becomes under the treatment of the doctor, at the same time he does all nonsense, then how it can be successful? It will take time. That is stated in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. Pabhijani aparad asaya prachu. Pabhijani aparad asaya. Offenseless chanting is the ultimate goal. In the beginning, we are not offenseless, but by chanting, by practice, we gradually become offenseless. But this is necessary, that we should be offenseless.
It's very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It's very difficult to control my mind when I chant.
In one what is the controlling of mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear, that's all. What is the question of mind?
It seems unfortunate that if the devotees cannot live in the temples, then they have to work for some karma just to support themselves. Mm. And then they do not have time to go on the Sankirtan party. Mm. So it is such mercy to be on the Sankirtan party. So it seems very unfortunate that they do not have the time.
No, then they should live in the temple if they want to give service in the Sankirtan party.
We always try to encourage them to come back to the temple.
Yes. If he does not join the Sankirtan party, that does not mean his spiritual life is hampered. He has to follow the rules and regulations. He may not be able to join the Sankirtan party, but he must follow the process, rules and regulations. That is one thing. And because he is living outside the temple, therefore he'll forget all rules and regulations and do whatever he likes. Then it is ruin the whole thing.
Srila Prabhupada, is it faster?
Is it faster if one lives in the temple and goes on the Sankirtan party? Is it faster?
That depends on him. Even in the temple, if his mind is in a different subject matter, then how it will help him.
The temple authorities like to preach that anyone who's living outside the temple is going to hell.
Generally.
Yes, but even devotees who are following.
No.
Yes, they like to preach that.
That is not. Just like even in ordinary business, if you transact business in the stock association, you get good business. And outside the stock association, you don't get. Because the association is there, there are many purchasers and many sellers. So if you have to sell, you get immediate purchaser. And if you have to purchase, there is immediate seller. That is therefore the stock exchange is there. That is the way. That if we live together in the stock exchange of devotional service, then you can help me, I can help you. Our business will go nicely. And outside in the market, you can live 300 miles away from the stock exchange, you will not get so much in business. Like that.
You missed the opportunity.
Yes. That's what it is like. If you want to do business, you must take the first opportunity, the greatest opportunity to do your business. That is intelligence. And if we think, all right, I shall do slowly, in 700 lives, I shall become perfect. That is another thing.
It's riskier.
Huh?
It's riskier.
Oh, yes. Otherwise, why you are opening so many centers and making arrangements that we shall provide you with shelter, with food. These are the facilities. You live here. Do whatever is your capacity. Don't sleep, but work. This is our teaching. Satam-ta-sangha, this is also, and Rupa Goswami says, Satu-vritte-sadhu-sanghe, sarabhi-bhakti-prasiddhati. If you live with the association of sadhu, devotee, then it will be quickly fruitful. And if you live with this ordinary man, then whatever you have got, you will be finished very soon. There is another part, it is said that it is preferred to live within the cage surrounded by fire than to live with the non-devotees. It is preferred.
Or with those who are too much attached to women.
Yes, non-devotee means too much attached to women. That is the plain fact.
Also, one time in Bombay, you told this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha.
Sarva Shastrika. Labamatra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi. For me personally, I had the opportunity to talk with my spiritual master not more than 10 times in my whole life. Not more, maybe less than that. But I tried to follow his instructions. Although I was a grihastha.
You're a much better student than us.
Yeah. No. This is the process. That is the, you sing every day. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakka
Koriya
Vaikya. That is the process. Wherever you live, if you follow strictly the instruction of Guru, then you remain perfect. But if we create concoct ideas against the instruction of Guru, then we are going hell. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat jasya aprasadat nagati kuto. There is no self finished. Jasya aprasadat. If Guru thinks that this person, I wanted to take him back to home, back to Godhead, now he is going against me, he is not following. Aprasadat. If this place, then he becomes
finished.
Vaishnava
Aparad.
Where does someone derive his
authority? Where does someone derive his authority? The
Guru is authority. No, I know, but first, his actions other than just following the four regular principles and chanting 16, he does so many other things during the day. Where does he derive his authority if he's not, let's say, living in the
world? I do not follow. The authority is Guru. You have accepted.
Say I have some outside job, I'm living outside, but I'm not giving 50% of my income. So then that work that I'm doing, is it actually...
Then you're not following the instruction of Guru. That is plain fact.
So that means that whole activity during the day working, that means I'm not following the instruction of the Guru. It's unauthorized.
Yes. If you don't follow the instruction of Guru, then you are fallen down. That is the way. Otherwise, why you sing? Jasya prasadat bhagavata. It is my duty to satisfy Guru. Otherwise, I am nowhere. So if you prefer to be nowhere, then you deserve it. As you like. But if you want to be steady in your position, then you have to follow strictly the instruction of Guru.
You understand all of your instructions simply by reading your books.
Yes. Anyway, follow the instruction. That is required. Follow the instruction, wherever you remain, it doesn't matter. You are secure. Follow the instruction, then you are secure. Anywhere, it doesn't matter. Just like I told you that I saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 days in my life. But I followed his instruction. I was a grihastha. I never lived with the mot, the temple. It was practical. So many god brothers recommended that he should be in charge in this Bombay temple, this, that, that. The Guru Maharaj said, yes, better he lives outside, that is good. And he'll do what is needed in due course of time.
Nice.
He said like that. I could not understand at that time what does he expect. Of course I knew that he wanted me to preach.
I think you have done this in grand style.
Yes, I've done grand style because I strictly follow the instruction of Guru Maharaj. That's all. Otherwise I am no strength. I'm not played any magic. Did I?
No.
Any gold manufacturing? Still, I have got better disciples than the gold manufacturing group.